So what we are going to try to do is kind of ambitious. We're going to try to give you a little bit of a framework for regulation, very short, condensed version. I know some of you are old hats in this room at this, and some of you are new. We're going to try to talk about some of the challenges and factors that affect the regulatory process. We're going to talk about some amazing new legislation in New York and other legislative changes. I have to say that it's a new and exciting world at the Attorney General's office. After three terms, we now have a new Attorney General, Ken Paxton, and a new Chief Assistant, Charles Chip Roy, and many other new people at the top. So everything will be evolving, and we'll be learning and from each other. I really am in the unfortunate or perhaps fortunate position of not really being able to comment on the future of charity regulation in the state of Texas in any defined way, except to say that I expect it to continue pretty much as it has. But that's not a promise. Any of my comments here, as I always have to say, are my personal opinions and comments gleaned from my experience of working at the AG's office and are not the formal opinion of the Attorney General or any of his upper administration. I'd like to give Jason an opportunity to say whatever he wants to say about himself right now.
Well, I'm going to first start talking about you, but thank you for having me here in your great state. And I will say about Susan, we've known each other for a while, and you are so lucky to have Susan as your regulator in the state. You can't find a finer public servant, a smarter charities regulator, a lawyer than Susan. So you're very, very fortunate. I was going to make some jokes as he.
But I was too nice to him.
Yeah, you were too nice to him. I was exactly. I'll leave it alone. But I think you can pick out who the New Yorker is in the room.